This week, a convicted kidnapper is walking free from the state penitentiary. 46-year-old Glenn Walker was an accomplice of Robert Leroy Anderson. Anderson murdered two women. Now, South Dakota's Department of Corrections leaders want people to know Walker is leaving prison on Christmas Eve unsupervised. SDPB's Keely Boltina reports.
Families of the victims and law enforcement know Glenn Walker is walking out of prison on Thursday. State Secretary of Corrections Denny Kamink says he's notifying the public because Walker's release is high profile, not necessarily high risk.
In a high risk release, we are concerned about the assessments that we receive back and their institutional conduct and the different assessments that tell us what the risk to the community is. That's really not the case here with Glenn Walker.
Kamink says Walker is a compliant inmate with only 9 minor rule infractions while at the state penitentiary. The corrections secretary says Walker will leave the prison on Christmas Eve. He says Walker did not receive parole.
With the seriousness of this crime, I think, the parole board was cautious as they should as far as their risk to the public and that type of thing, and he did not get parole.
That means Walker was not released early on parole. Kamink says Walker does qualify for time off his sentence for good behavior. That's based on a system that applies to crimes that happened before 1996. Kamink says that's why Walker's 2 sentences for 25 years in prison and another 5 years for accessory to murder and kidnapping equate to about 15 years behind bars. Glenn Walker helped Robert Leroy Anderson kidnap Larissa Demansky in 1994 and helped him try to kidnap another woman. Anderson killed Demansky. 2 years later, Anderson also raped and killed Piper Striley. Anderson received a death sentence but committed suicide in prison. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.